This is James Cooper with K-State Extension Wildcat District. Our young double crop soybeans are vulnerable to a destructive and voracious pest, the fall armyworm. Fall armyworm moths get to southeast Kansas often by mid-June, so by now they could already be working on their second generation. This is bad news for our young soybeans that were just planted over the past couple of weeks. While fall armyworms prefer grasses, they won't hesitate to feed on other things when available. This year, we have an increased risk because many wheat fields were harvested late, and many had shattered wheat seed that started to germinate. If the moths laid their eggs in the young volunteer wheat, the worms will eat the wheatgrass, then quickly move on to the just germinated soybeans. While worms do minor damage the first few instars, the last instar they get big enough to eat whole leaves and can strip entire areas. If the population is big enough, they can even begin to march over whole areas and fields, eating everything. Fall armyworms has 6 different instar stages before pupating into moths, each instar only lasting 2 to 3 days, most damage they do occurring in the last 1 or 2 instars. Preemptive pesticides are not recommended for armyworms, but scouting fields is necessary to catch them before they do much damage. It is important to inspect a couple of locations of a field, as they will not be evenly dispersed. Grassy pastures and field edges are most at risk. Treatment thresholds are not well established, but generally, if you are seeing a couple per row foot in young soybeans, it is worth controlling. If you have any questions about fall armyworms or identification, please give me a call at 620-724-8233.